Right, welcome to the world of insoles. This is the Orange Juice Podcast, brought to you by Orange Insoles. And today, Owen, who's my cohort, was not able to make it. So we've got Mallory, our producer, is popping in to fill in from the city of Chicago. Welcome, Mallory.
Hi, happy to be here filling in for Owen, your co-host, not your cohort, but
sorry. What does a cohort even mean? I'm not even sure, but
group of people.
Okay,
it's okay. You're still learning the podcast stuff.
One thing I'm learning about podcasts, which some of you know, for 2025, that was my yearly goal, is to listen to more podcasts. But what I didn't realize is that when podcasts are released at the same date and time each week, and you want some consistency, and I think we failed there, but we're doing our best, right, Mallory? Our producer is like cracking the whip on us. So
yeah, I will say, don't blame me, the producer. It's everyone else's scheduling conflicts.
It is. But here we are today. And this is a topic that we kind of decided to discuss because we were already talking about it today, is the weather and spring. And is spring ever really going to get here, or is it here? We're not sure. One minute it's like in the 70s, the next minute's like literally it was spitting snow on us today. So I'm not sure what's happening, but I'm in Michigan right now. I'm not in our Florida office. So what's it like where you are in Chicago? I'm assuming spitting snow.
Yeah, it was yesterday. I walked to Trader Joe's and it was supposed to just be a little windy out, but somehow I got rained and snowed on and just like everything horrible. Not sure what happened to the 70 degree weather that we had in March, but it is gone. And it's really hard because I got it started running and doing the couch to 5K, and the motivation is very, it's not quite there as much anymore when it's like crappy weather. It's even the difference of like 30 and sunny out versus it's like 40 rain sleeting on us. Like, that's honestly so much worse to me.
So you're saying you are leaning towards the couch versus the 5K part of the training at this point?
At least for running. Yeah.
That's okay. So what we thought we'd talk about, because we did have a little dip into the warm, which was kind of nice. I was in the southern office, so I got a few weeks of the warmth as well. And we were just talking about what are some activities that we're kind of putting in our agenda for the spring to get moving and, you know, even trying something different. So on that note, Mallory and I were talking about it. We thought, well, shoot, let's talk to the world of insoles world when it comes to get up, get moving. What activities are penciled in for the spring that you kind of were dipping your toe into and thinking about doing? So is there anything in Chicago that you're like, shoot, when the weather breaks, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, and a quick bonus plug for the rest of the episode too. Part of the joke in Chicago is like, it'll be one nice day and we'll be like, Chicago's like thawing and everybody will come out and be doing activities. And maybe when you take that one day and you go hard and you're like, I haven't, you know, biked or ran or done whatever all winter, and you're like, I'm going to go do a 20-mile bike ride, maybe not the best choice. So we're also going to talk about easing into some of these activities and maybe a little bit of injury prevention. But for me, I am excited to start biking. I really love the lakefront path, and it has been a while since I've been over there. So hoping to get some biking in and also get back on the running game.
So one thing I was thinking about for biking, so if you're someone who doesn't own a bike, like, you know, do you want to go spend $800 on a Trek bike? Do you want to spend $1,200 on an e-bike? Like, there's so many different things. But one thing that people have been talking about, and actually that's the way I actually got my first bike, which was a white 10-speed. Back in middle school, is my mom went to the local police station, have these auctions. So bikes that have been accumulated through the year, through the season, that type of thing, are at these auctions. And it's like, you can grab a skateboard, which gets you out moving. You can grab a bike. They have all these kind of helmets, all of it. So just a suggestion, check out your local, contact your local police department to see when their auction is coming, and that might be an opportunity to get yourself a pretty decent bike. I mean, obviously they're used, but sometimes you can really catch on to something good, and they auction them off, and if nobody's there, you get a great price. I think I got mine for $10, which, yes, I'm dating myself, but a friend of mine just got one for $60, and it's a really decent, like, it looks like a mountain bike type thing. But so anyway, that's just a thought on that note.
Facebook Marketplace is also a great option. When I was in college, it was actually during COVID. I was like, I'm so bored. I got a bike for $30 on Facebook Marketplace. Someone just got a new one. Their bike was perfectly fine. They just wanted to get rid of it. And that worked great for the time being. And then also, I have the benefit of being in a city. I think in some college towns too, they have it, but we have the Divvy bikes too that you can rent by the hour or mile or something like that. However, my warning is the electric Divvy bikes are tempting. Check the price. It is so much more expensive than the regular bikes and like not worth it, especially when you're like me and I had the electric bike and I was with my partner and he had a normal bike and I was like, what's the point? We're going like the same speed anyway. So just a little warning.
Well, the other thing about e-bikes, if you're not familiar, they have a lot of power. And if you're on a setting and you stop at a stop sign, which you do a lot in Chicago, right? You're stopping and going. And once you take off again, if you don't put that gear back to zero or one, your bike takes back off and jolts into the speed it was at. So my brother-in-law on that jolt got flipped off the bike, hit the curb, broke a shoulder. And someone else broke a wrist. So I'm just saying, like, I don't know. The e-bikes, it's really more for open space and distances, those little short distances. To your point, you might as well just have the normal bike and put it on an easy speed and knock it out. Or if you want to work out, you put it on a higher speed. But I love that. And the other thing too, in the city, which you can do anywhere, is you've got Lake Michigan there. And I think when you get down to just getting outdoors and taking a long walk, and like you said, on those days where the sun is out, it doesn't matter. So bundle up. Like it just feels so good to get out moving again and not be miserable with it spitting rain, snow, cold wind whipping through the buildings. So I would highly recommend either go to the beach or go down by the water or get back on a trail again. I did a trail last week and I haven't done one in a while. And it was like, wow, it's just amazing what you can see and do. And okay, so there was a bobcat. That's another story. My trail was a little more intense, but I don't know what trails are in the city, but I'm assuming down by Lake Michigan, there's like a pretty consistent stretch.
Yeah, and I mean, there's the lakefront path, which is
Right.
miles. But like, even if you're just trying to get out, which like is important, even if you take a little walk or, you know, at this point we're just desperate for some vitamin D, so sunshine is great. Parks are a great option, and you know, parks are everywhere. You know, from cities to suburbs or wherever you live. If you're in, you know, the country, I'm sure you have a lot of other places to get outside too. You know, go through the meadows, pick some wildflowers. That sounds nice. I can't really do that here, but parks and public areas are really great to just get out, take a little walk around, and get some sunshine.
Well, on that note too is fishing, right? So to get a little exercise and get on the water, you can easily get into like a regular boat instead of cranking the motor, like row yourself out to the little local fishing hole. And it's interesting, most fishing holes or the place where all these fish are is accessible from the road, I've noticed, or easy to get to. And you know, I have a kayak, but it's like a kayak fishing boat, so I can, you know, do that, get out there. I don't have a really intense motor, but I was just thinking about that around your world because you've got Lake Michigan there, and you don't, if you don't have a motor boat, you can always rent a kayak and get out there and get moving on the water and catch yourself some dinner. And then the other thing I was thinking about too is that sometimes some of us are competitive. I know I am. And I know Mallory and I share Oura rings now. So one of the things in there is like comparing activities. So when you get out and get moving, there's like a natural kind of reward to see these like numbers. And a couple of my friends' kids, they all have this Fitbit thing and they all challenge to get steps in every day. So when you're out there getting the steps in, getting active, getting moving, it might be a motivation as well as to maybe track it and set some goals.
It's often referred to as gamifying your workout,
Oh.
or like the or the, like with the Oura ring, your sleep score, like it's gamifying getting better sleep. It helps our brains, you know, as competitive natured people. So yeah,
Fair.
I
Well, one
definitely
thing that you mentioned a minute ago though too is that we get out these bursts, right? I haven't rode my bike for a while. I'm going with my 20-mile run, you know, or biking, or I'm gonna go run a 5-mile run again, which I tried that and hurt my knee, and here I struggle. So with that note, to your point is easing into things. And I know in the spring we have our running store and we have injury clinics on Wednesday night with doctors there for free for the community. And it's amazing how in the spring we pick up the pace so much in these four season states because now people are out and about and they're going aggressive after whatever goal they want. And that's where the injuries are popping in. They're straining muscles, overdoing it, plantar fasciitis, hip pain, back pain, all those type of things can kick in. And I would just say be aware and, Mallory, we had that stretch video back a while ago. I say video podcast. I'd even say go listen to that one. I don't know how you feel, Mal, but I think that was such a good one to be preventative for injuries as you get out and get moving again. What's your thought around that?
There's like a few things I can see going wrong as we get into spring. It really is like our second new year. You know, you have that first New Year's motivation, and then you get that warm weather motivation, whether it's just like getting outside, wanting that vitamin D, or you have, you know, summer goals for fitness, things like that. That's, you know, it really kicks in right now. The first thing I wanted to bring up was, at least for me, when I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go casually bike or I'm gonna go do activities like this, I don't, since it's like a hobby and it's not something I'm training, I'm like, oh, why would I need insoles? Why would I need to think about injury prevention? But that's exactly where things go wrong because your body isn't conditioned to do those kinds of things. It isn't ready. And if you push it too much, I'm gonna A, like injure myself, or B, like maybe get really sore and have a lot of fatigue on my muscles and not want to do it again, which also isn't good because then my body will never be conditioned to do those things. And then the other piece too is like, say I even have an easy time riding my bike, but I wear unsupportive shoes all the time. I'm not taking care of that posterior chain. I have knee pain, I have shin splints, I have plantar fasciitis, whatever it is. It's also not going to make other activities enjoyable anymore. I'm not going to want to go bike because I'm in pain. I'm not going to want to run because I'm in pain. So just having like a base level of feeling really good is also important and why we should always look for that support and stability. And then the last thing was pickleball related, but I first want to know about your pickleball and tennis experiences because I am not very good at it, but I feel like you have more experience in your Florida time.
With pickleball and tennis. So I'm more of a tennis fan because I want to get the cardio. Like if I'm going to work out and I think of pickleball and tennis, not as social, but a workout. I prefer tennis because I like to be like, I'm not very good. So I'm obviously running all over the place, except, and I like that. However, with pickleball, I have found when it does get competitive and you're hustling and you're moving and you're playing with people who know how to play and keep it going fast. You can get a really good workout with that. But a lot of surgeons will tell you they are making a fortune right now because of all the pickleball injuries, people going side to side. This is my one hiccup with pickleball, my one warning, I would say. Make sure you're wearing a CrossFit shoe. Take time. Don't wear your running shoe. Make sure you have a cross training shoe because you're going to be going side to side and you want to protect your ankles in that short movement. Everything is short. And the other thing I would say is the stretching is so critical for your arms. When you're constantly like so many people I know have gotten shoulder injuries, believe it or not, from pickleball because you're moving fast and pumping and that type of thing. And you definitely want to do the stretching. And once you warm up your arms, stretch them properly, and especially into your shoulders space is what I'm learning, is there's a lot of injuries that way. But one thing is, I don't want to be Debbie Downer on this whole thing because I think it's amazing when people get out and get moving. We have a grandmother. I had a grandmother, which is Mallory's great grandmother, lived to 109, another one to 100, grandfathers who lived into their 80s. Their main thing was get out and get moving, because if you're not using it, you're going to lose it. So we're just trying to be as proactive today and just telling you like maybe some ideas that might have struck you in your head to go try. And then we're just trying to say, just, be a little proactive with stretching, wearing the right shoes, wearing maybe our new, try our new sport insole, which is more proactive versus reactive. And just think about it that way.
Yeah, the tennis and pickleball, that's exactly what I was gonna touch on. Like, I don't play that much, so I don't have court shoes. I haven't invested in that kind of thing. So I'm like, at the bare minimum, I need to make sure I'm warmed up. I need to make sure maybe I have an insole in or some extra support and stability there. And then just, yeah, being careful, maybe not going as hard as I want. And then, like you were saying, with the just importance of moving, like, yeah, we're not saying this to scare you. The flip side of this is our bodies are way more resilient than we give them credit for sometimes. Like, it sometimes drives me crazy in yoga classes or like exercise classes when they're like, "Oh, be careful." Like, the biggest example of this, that controversial yoga opinion, but tree pose. They're like, "Don't put your foot on your knee. It's gonna like mess up your knee." And then I've had yoga teachers be like, if putting your foot on your knee is gonna like dislocate or mess up your knee, you have bigger problems to worry about. Your body isn't that sensitive and gentle either. Like, obviously, depending on a lot of other factors, but I'm speaking generally. But the injury prevention and all of these things do is make sure you can move more and move as long as possible as you age. So that's more what we're focused on. It's not to scare you and be like, you're gonna get injured, you're gonna get hurt. It's more of, we want you to feel good in movement for as long as possible. And these are ways to do it.
That's right. Yeah, so we're talking about get out and get biking, get out and hiking, get out and maybe grab a kayak and get out onto the water, which is there's many places that rent kayaks. We're talking about couch to 5K, get us something in the calendar and maybe have it go somewhere fun. Like what's the place in the wilderness out west? Like one of those big, like Colorado or one of those big hiking states, they all have those 5Ks, right? Like maybe get a goal and tie it into a vacation or a destination place or something like that. We talked about pickleball, we talked about tennis. What
Talked
else?
about parks, and
Park?
I will say another controversial Mallory Fitness thing that we've actually talked about before, because they made fun of near the Florida office, like in this public park, there's like workout equipment. When I visited Florida, I had a lot of fun on that equipment, messing around. So, like, again, just getting out to the parks are really fun. I know if there are kids around, stay off the playground, like let them play. But if it's empty, like play on the monkey bars, have some fun, get moving. Like, it's okay to like literally play and have some fun as an adult.
My thing is, I wish I knew how to do a pull-up on the monkey bars, and you do the pull-up. I cannot to this day do that. But the other thing you got me thinking about, what I love about summertime is some of these fitness centers open up their doors. They have like garage doors. The other day I went tried boxing, which that's another podcast in itself. But we did it because Amelia Moore, who is promoting Orange Sport, she challenged me to go try boxing. So I did go in the ring. That's very we can send that video around. That'll give you some laughter. But what I loved about the training, you train for an hour before you even get in the ring, is they had all the garage doors open. So I'm outside doing row machine, pull-up machine, all this rotation machine, and it was awesome. Doing what do you call it when you do the bends, like you walk and bend your knee, what are those called?
Lunges?
Yeah, lunges. Oh my gosh, I couldn't think today. Sorry, I only had one cup of coffee today. I am way behind.
Because I didn't think
Lunges.
it would be lunges. I'm like, what complex movement are you doing?
It was awesome. They're like, go to this mailbox 2 blocks down doing lunges and come back. You're like, are you kidding me? But you know what? You do it with a group of four of you, you look ridiculous. But when there's so many of you doing it, no one really says anything. And wow, to stretch your thighs, it was amazing. But anyway, I'm just saying it's so nice to have these gyms outside again. You're right. I kind of forgot that point.
I'm into the group fitness plug anyway. This spring, if you want to get out, try a group fitness class. Maybe get some friends, get some brunch after, go on a walk after. It's a good way to get out. I teach group fitness. That's maybe why I'm a little biased. I'm like, go try something. But
Yeah.
they're really fun. It's a great way to even make friends and build community. So
And
that's.
if your local gym is doing it, put it out there. Our local gym does outdoor pure barre, like quick classes. They call them pop-ups. And our yoga studio does it. The Pilates does it. They call it mat work. But like anyone who sees that, put it on the Facebook, what'd you call it, marketplace, and get that out there so everybody can get out and it's free, which we love free things, and give it a try. So anything else? What's that?
Free depending where you go.
Okay, that's fair. What else should we try, Mallory? Or did we hit on all the big ones?
I mean, that's what I'm gonna be doing this spring, but we look forward to hearing what, activities you guys are up to. Give us some more ideas. I like trying new things, and I'm excited to get some more sun. It's like sunny today, but it's so cold. So.
Fair. And the other thing I would say is on our orangeinsoul.com website, we have 500 different blogs on there about specifically these titles about pickleball, the proper form, all of that about pickleball. We have it about tennis. We have it about hiking, biking, walking, all of it is on there. I might have missed one.
Yeah, and it's not just, about Orange Insoles. We can give you good advice on like picking the right court shoes for you, just different things like how to create a workout schedule, all of those, we give you a lot of different lifestyle advice. So don't think we're just gonna go there and plug insoles. It's a really good tool if you want to learn more about anything we're talking about.
That's right. And I'll say moving forward on one of our upcoming episodes, either the next one, it'll be in the next two, we actually have a trainer coming on to talk about from a trainer's perspective on things you can do on your own. And interesting to see what input he has. So I'm looking forward to that one coming up this week. So, all right, Mallory, enjoy your week and thank you everybody for your time. And we will talk to you next Tuesday.